One discussion, which of course has implications for all of us developers in the end, that's kind of picking up steam recently, as it seems to me, is whether most companies will build most software on their own in the future or not. And it's not a new discussion. It started maybe 2 or 3 years ago already. But of course, with those AI agents and the underlying AI models becoming more and more powerful all the time, the question kind of becomes more important now. Because yes, I would absolutely say that we can see that more people, developers, of course, obviously, especially, are building their own software. I mean, for me, in my companies, we have definitely replaced various paid services for project management, for sending out emails, and more with our own solutions. Now, of course, I'm a developer, so that's kind of easy for me. I didn't do it before AI, though, because it still took more effort. And AI has definitely helped with getting more done and tackling more ambitious tasks. You still kind of need to know what you're doing, though. You can definitely also vibe code certain products, and for some utility tools, that is all you need. For example, I built a little background remover tool, which I can use for my thumbnails to remove, well, guess what, the background behind my face, and I just vibe coded that. Because I don't care about the details. If it goes wrong, I just see it that it goes wrong. I can then vibe fix it, and it's not a crucial tool in any way. So you can definitely vibe code certain tools, and of course, that is not restricted or limited to me. Many people can do that. Still, not necessarily everybody, because not everybody, far from everybody, knows about all these agentic tools and what they can do. But yeah, definitely all developers or more tech-savvy people can vibe code certain tools. However, there are certain tools where I would not necessarily recommend vibe coding them. For example, a tool that sends out emails, like a newsletter. There is stuff that can go wrong there, and you don't want to spam your audience and get them to unsubscribe or hurt your email sending reputation. You don't want half the emails to not be sent either. And there is more. For example, maybe you forgot to vibe code an unsubscription functionality so that people can unsubscribe. Not too good either. There is more to consider there. It's more complex. And even if we ignore issues like that, even before that, there goes a lot into large-scale email sending, and it starts with actually knowing how to do it, that there are services like AWS SES you can use, and even if you do know it, setting everything up properly there is more than just one click. Now, there are certainly are services that make that a bit easier, but still, it requires a bit of technical knowledge, I would say, and it's not something every little non-tech-related company will quickly do on its own, and it will work just fine. And I think this is one important thing to consider when we think about that question, which kind of software will be built by companies on their own versus which kind of software will be purchased now and in the future. The complexity of the task, of course, plays a very important role. What can go wrong and how bad is it if it goes wrong? You sometimes read that vibe coding software is fun, maintaining is not. And there is some truth to it. The more important some software is, obviously, the more it hurts and the more annoying it is if you have to maintain it, especially if you have no idea of what's going on there. Of course, bigger companies can tackle more ambitious tasks too. They have the manpower, they have the AI agents, they have the knowledge, and they therefore may be able to replace certain tools that are not replaceable by less tech-savvy companies or by individual developers. But in those bigger companies, there are new layers of software that will be harder to replace for compliance reasons or, again, for complexity reasons, because we're talking about software like SAP or Salesforce that may be so deeply integrated into so many systems that you rather keep on paying than replacing it. Now, that may change over the next, I don't know, 10 years or whatever. Nobody can look into the future, but I don't see all those large companies suddenly replacing all the software they're using. What we can see, though, on all levels, no matter if we're talking about large companies or individual developers and so on, is that some software is being replaced. And I think there is no arguing about that. And especially for indie hackers, if your primary audience also were other developers, it's getting way harder because the kind of software you were building and selling often is the kind of software that can be replaced. Now, there still can be moats. If you have some service that's not primarily about the software, but about the underlying data that may not be easy to come by, or if it's like a compliance or legally complex business, stuff like that. You're not really paying for the software there, you're paying for something else, and therefore, naturally, it's harder or impossible to replace. Well, obviously, not impossible, but a lot harder. So, there is some moat there. If the moat was just the software that solved a small problem, that will be harder. And I think that is one change we can already see with AI right now, and a change that will accelerate because what's possible today for developers, I believe, will to some extent at least soon also be possible for other businesses, for normal people. Not everything, of course. The AWS email sending example may stay out of their reach, though maybe with help of other providers that make that easier, it may not be out of their reach in the future. But there are a lot of utility tools, small project management tools, stuff like that, where I believe more businesses and more people will vibe develop their own software. Just as maybe 2 years ago, having a service that produced images with AI, let's say headshots or anything like that, where you could build a cartoon based on some images you upload, such services would probably have worked fine or did work fine 1 or 2 years ago. And I think that is vastly quickly changing now because normal people have more possibilities of generating such images with AI right from their phones because it's maybe integrated into the operating system or because they can use it through their ChatGPT subscription. Most people are not paying for it, but there are some free limits there too, and more people may be paying. So this is a good example for a business model that maybe worked amazingly 2 years ago and is coming under a lot of pressure now. And I think we'll see the same for other services and software, simply depending on what your moat is. Now, that's of course all not groundbreaking news, I know that, but it has important implications for developers about which you have to think right now. Because, of course, not only is our profession in general changing, we're writing less code, and I think we're also changing how we tackle code reviews, reading every line will very likely not do it in the future. So that is changing, but also where you work plays an important role. And I know jobs are hard to come by these days, and having a job is better than not having a job, obviously. But if you are working at a company that builds one of these tools or that builds software that looks to be more on the replaceable side, that, of course, kind of is a warning signal and doesn't mean that you have to leave instantly, but that you have to be cautious about your future planning, so to say, because this, I think, will accelerate. And I do strongly believe there will always, in the sense of the next, I don't know, 10 years, super hard to tell these days, but there will always be some software people will not build on their own because it's too important, too complex, or because it's not primarily about the software. But there will be many cases where companies, people will actually vibe their own tools and software, or maybe not vibe it, but use existing development skills to replace software they used to pay for in the past. So, yeah, I think this is a trend, and it is a trend that is accelerating. And it is therefore also a trend, which means that becoming self-employed by building software as a service solutions is much, much harder now, obviously, than it was a couple of years ago, because you really have to think about what you can sell that offers a real benefit. And that is definitely more difficult now than it used to be, I'd say.